Welcome to the Beyond Your Beliefs podcast. Are you ready to go beyond your beliefs? What's up, good people? Welcome to the Beyond Your Beliefs podcast, where we inspire you to go beyond the boundaries of your beliefs. I am your host, Jerrica.
I'm your host, Toya.
Welcome to the space. Yes, we're here. Guys, we have been planning this podcast for quite some time. And we basically just finally decided to go for it and just do it. So The podcast does have, or today's episode rather, does have some structure, but not too much structure, because we want to leave room for spirit to just kind of flow and what happens, happens. However, today's podcast episode is an introductory episode. So we just want to introduce ourselves to you, the podcast itself, as far as being our brand, and what you guys can kind of expect to get as far as content from the podcast. So basically, this podcast is categorized under spirituality. And that is because that's pretty much what this journey of going beyond our beliefs is centered around. It's our spirituality. So spirituality is definitely going to be like a main topic, but we will also talk about healing and books that we're reading, tarot, astrology,
chakras,
universal laws, religion, crystals, shadow work, inner child work, coaching and mentoring and more. We will not
everything.
Yeah, we're not gonna box ourselves in, but that can kind of give you an idea so that you can kind of see if we're if this is kind of where you want to be. So we definitely are excited, and we're happy that you're here and that you're listening. Please subscribe. Please definitely save the podcast so that you always know when a new episode is coming out. And please, please, please share with your friends if you feel like there was something worth sharing and you felt like you learned something from us today.
Absolutely.
All right. So let's talk about Beyond Your Beliefs, Toya. Where did that come from?
Okay. Well, Beyond Your Beliefs just came from the idea that we can sometimes be a little bit afraid to step outside of the box that was already created for us. For some of us, the box was already created for us. And we just want to, Beyond Your Beliefs gives you that opportunity, that chance to push you out there to think about, research, study beyond what you've been told. To go a little bit deeper than what you've learned from the beginning, just to find some answers for yourself. So a lot of times I know we can kind of get, this is what I believe and this is that, but the question to ask yourself, why do I believe this? Is this genuinely my belief, or is this a belief that was passed on to me, whether it's a family members, friends, or whomever you had those spiritual conversations with growing up, or even as an adult. You know, you have sometimes people come into spirituality as an adult, and so they are learning, basically, you know, someone else leads the way, and they're kind of showing you their belief system and why they believe in something. And so Beyond Your Beliefs is for an individual, for them in their personal space, to go beyond what they believe, to just make sure that I'm genuinely believing this for myself, and this is what works for me. So that's where that came from.
100%. And when we even define the word belief, I want to go into that so that we can even understand what we mean when we say believe. So belief is defined as the mental acceptance and or the mental acceptance of and conviction in the truth, actuality, or the validity of something. And when you get into the etymology of it, another meaning that is given to the word belief mm-hmm. is conviction of the truth of a proposition or an alleged fact without knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So the important part that we want to stress is that a lot of times our beliefs are rooted in things that are not or could not or may not be mm-hmm. fact or actual, because there is no intellectual or scientific or some sort of a knowledge foundation or basis mm-hmm. to it. We just hold it near and dear to us, and we have this confidence in it because more than likely at the time that it was proposed to us, it probably came from somebody mm-hmm. that we truly trusted and had a lot of faith in. And right. so we take it without questioning. And so, yeah, beyond your beliefs is really encouraging people to go beyond just accepting things as they are,
right,
without absolutely. That fact or knowledge. And I will say fact and knowledge can be subjective to the mm-hmm. person. So we no longer want to continue to sacrifice our experiences because somebody else gave us theirs, and because of the status they hold or whoever they are to mm-hmm. us, we feel like they're right. And so therefore we completely disregard our own experiences.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. It basically, you're just stepping out. And sometimes you can feel like, is this really right? Or I don't know. Maybe it just doesn't resonate with you. It mm-hmm. may resonate for them, and that's fine. But you just want to make sure that whatever it is that you're doing, it resonates with you.
100%. 100%. So, and some of you may be able to tell already, but Toya and I are going to do introductions for ourselves. But I do want to say that we started this journey. We've been friends, best friends, almost 12 years now. And so we've been on a spiritual journey together literally the entire time we've known each other because that we were both Christian, both religious, and our religion was the topic of our conversation when we met.
From the very beginning, yes.
From the very beginning. And Toya wasn't even checking for me, y'all. There was actually a third party involved. And the questions were directed to the third party. And Toya was CC'd on these emails. Okay, so
I was quiet.
We met at work. We worked together. Mm-hmm. And there was three of us that was having these like really religious, deep, like hard question conversations. Because I was really in the budding stages of my own Christian journey. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, I grew up Methodist, and then my family turned into non-denominational. So I grew up in church. But mm-hmm. at this point in my life, when I met Toya, I was defining what religion and what my walk with God looked like on my own, separate from, you know, what my mom had introduced to me. So I had a lot of questions, and mm-hmm. there was this other person that I was directing the questions to, and Toya was CC'd on the email. So she was quiet. She wasn't really saying much. But when she chimed in, I don't know, like I just gravitated to her answers. They seemed like a little bit more down to earth, because you could hear the experience in the answers versus it just being the biblical answer or just saying what you think is the right thing to say. Mm-hmm. And I think that is what really drew me to her. And then I just started like redirecting all of my questions to her. So that was the budding start of, that's how we met. That was kind of the start of our friendship. And then I checked her even more. I had a whole conversation with her about what she thought friendship looked like and expectations. And let me tell y'all, and y'all will learn more about me throughout the podcast episodes, but I have been hurt by friends, girlfriends. So, you know, to put myself out there to be trying to get close to another female friend was kind of like, oh, I don't know about this.
And it wasn't easy because I'm more like a, I don't know either.
Exactly. Toya was like, no new friends. I don't really need no friends. And I was so pesky. You guys, we're 8 years apart. Okay. So I'm the baby. But I was on her like a little sister getting on a big sister nerve. And I did not care because my soul was at stake at the time. I needed answers to these questions. But she was there. She was patient with me. And she had just had her baby, which is another way that I know how long we've been friends because one of her babies was born. So, you guys, that was how we met. That was how the friendship started. And so I say it all that just so that you can truly understand we've literally been on our spiritual journey the entire 12 years straight. Okay.
And even before then, just not, you know, individually, just not necessarily coming into where we are now. I grew up Baptist, and at about, I think, 16. Well, I stopped going for a while from the Baptist church. Once I got maybe about, I guess, 12 or so, and about 16, I started back going. I had met a young lady at school, and her dad was a pastor. And I started going to church with her. And then I ended up going to a Pentecostal church. Mm. So by the time I came, by the time I moved here, met you, Jerrica, I was Pentecostal at that time.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it had been already quite interesting journey for me. Two different religious backgrounds, kind of the same in some ways, but a little different, of course, a little different in beliefs. Mm-hmm. So that's where I started. And so now, and you're coming from Methodist background, it's just interesting to see where we are right now.
Exactly. So basically, after we had met at work and we kind of had this email chain conversation going on, we started to, I mean, eventually at some point we had swapped numbers, but we began to kind of have like these Bible studies outside of work because we were just so interested in the topics. Mm-hmm. And so we would have these in-depth Bible studies, like really trying to get closer to God, trying to do the right thing and be the best women of God that we could be. And then one night, y'all, we had this Bible study and it changed our lives literally forever. So the topic of that particular Bible study was about Ramesses and Moses and the whole Exodus from Egypt. And basically, the question that really shook us into an awakening was the question of Ramesses' heart. You know, the Bible talks about how God hardened Ramesses' heart so that he would not let the children of Israel go, basically so that these miraculous things, these plagues and all that could happen and the people of the nations could see God at work. And we begin to ask ourselves, so did Ramesses ever truly have a chance to do the right thing if God hardened his heart? Because when you're just the product of a creation, you can't beat the creator. Mm-hmm. And our thing was, you know, was Ramesses destined to be the bad guy in the story? Just kind of how
his opportunity, his free will kind of, was it really taken away?
Right. like with Judas and Jesus. Mm-hmm. It's like, so, you know, was this your fate? And, you know, there's scripture in the Bible that talk about something along the lines of like, does what's created dare to question the creator? Like something mm-hmm. about, does what's created like ask its creator why I was for this purpose? And I can't think of the exact scripture. So that's not verbatim. But that's mm-hmm. a synopsis of what it says. And that was one of the scriptures that we looked at the time. And we just kind of wondered about that. Like, and how is that fair? Mm-hmm. That Ramesses, I guess by fate, because he didn't have a choice. You know, if God hardens your heart, what are you going to do? Unharden it? Like, you don't stand a chance. But it was that topic.
Woe to him who quarrels with his maker.
There you go. Mm-hmm. There you go. So that was, yeah. So it was just kind of like, man, like, this is really, so when I say we were going into some deep topics and really hard questions, you know, as a believer at that time, it was not easy for us to ask those questions and not feel some sort of shame or feeling bad or blasphemous even for having the question to begin with. But that catapulted our spiritual mm-hmm. journey. Mm-hmm. And going forward, we just continue to kind of look for answers. For me, from that point, we didn't stop our Bible studies right there. We did continue to use the Bible as our main source. But for me, I ran into the Hebrew Israelite community. Mm-hmm. And I really liked that community at the time because they were Bible-based, mainly Old Testament, and they seemed to have answers that, in my opinion at that time, seemed to answer some of the questions and things that were going on. And so at this time, you had a lot of things going on with the police brutality. Mm-hmm. This was around the time that Sandra Bland had passed. And the Hebrew Israelites basically believe that the 12 tribes of Israel are different nations of people today. And I don't remember all of them, but I know like the house of Jacob or the tribe of Jacob are the what you would consider African-Americans. Issachar were Mexicans. And then so on and so forth. But basically, that belief was that the reason why people of color or the people of these 12 tribes go through what they go through is because of the curses from Deuteronomy. And it seemed to make a lot of sense at that time because, of course, you see that in the world. You see the mistreatment and the unfairness when it comes mm-hmm. to people of color. And so still being very much religious at that time, it seemed to answer all of my questions. And so Toya being my best friend, I, of course, introduced that to her, the concept, and was showing her like, oh, my gosh, it's this group of people and they do this, they do that. And Toya, how was your experience with that?
For me, I did understand it. I did understand where it was coming, where they were coming from. But it was majority of the Old Testament. And so for me, I just kind of was like, well, do we still have to live under this if the New Testament is now, you know? But I did understand where they were coming from. But I think the questions that they answered to me was more so like the questions like in the beginning, like, if God is, you know, God was a different kind of God in the Old Testament opposed to Jesus in the New Testament. Mm-hmm. So I think because that's where we were, where we left off at in the Old Testament with Pharaoh and everything, I think that that's why we came. I think that that's why it probably resonated with you a little bit more, because those were the questions more so of where, like, why is this way, or is there a choice? I think that mm-hmm. them being in the Old Testament and speaking more so of the Old Testament, I think that that's how it resonated with you for a little bit more. Whereas for me, being from the Pentecostal background, it didn't resonate with me as much because I was more of the from the Jesus perspective.
Mm-hmm.
New Testament. Yeah. I did understand, you know, I did understand them. I understood what was being taught though. And then because even like you said with the 12 tribes and how everything was broken down, it made sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, that makes sense. Okay. Yeah. That, you know, I actually really did like the breakdown of the tribes, you know?
Yeah.
So it was not, so like I said, it had good points for me. It did have good points. Yeah.
Yeah. And they don't do like Joel Osteen. Okay. Where you just have one scripture for a whole hour and a half sermon and that's it. No, these Hebrew Israelites, they know scripture back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
They're big on training. Like they educate themselves. They train, they study, like, oh my gosh. I mean, you could have any question, they could answer it on the spot. And there are even a few of the groups that have like YouTube channels. And that's what I was doing. I was looking at a lot of their YouTube content. And I must say it was kind of good and bad because it was good because whenever I wanted a word or something like that, a message, I could go on there and get it. The downside was that I was turned off by the street preaching. I think the street preaching was great, but it was the approach. It was very condescending. It was very condemning. And I just wasn't feeling it. For a while, I tried to just take the message for what it was,
mm-hmm.
but the delivery just did not sit well with me. I didn't care for it at all. And then there were some practices that I tried to adjust to, but couldn't. And it was like when you went to a in-person meeting, the women and children sat on one side, the men sat on another side. So that was different, but there were other things, other practices by them that I did adopt. And that was like, that was what started me to like stop eating pork. Mm-hmm. I had stopped wearing pants and I was keeping my head wrapped. And I was, I started to serve and worship on the Sabbath, so which is Saturday, instead of what I grew up, which is church would be on Sunday. And with the Hebrew Israelites, you know, honoring the Sabbath meant that from sundown on Friday to sundown on Saturday, you did no work. So you would have to do like your prepping ahead of time. If you had a family or kids, you had to prep your meals ahead of time because there's no cooking, mm-hmm. there's no cleaning. So it was like using paper plates and disposable things and mm-hmm. having, foods that didn't require warming up. So yeah, like I've really put my all into it, but the street preaching part is what ended up kind of turning me off from it. And eventually I ended up seeing this guy on YouTube, and I cannot tell y'all his channel because I feel like it was just led for me to find him. But he was like, I don't want to say like an ex-Hebrew Israelite, but he was like a Hebrew Israelite, but he was also into like astrology. Mm-hmm. And he on his channel was like talking about astrology and like the way it was so accurate and the way it just made so much sense. That kind of introduced me to looking outside of just the Abrahamic faith. Because when I looked into other religions and faiths, they're like certain practices that we may call mystical or weird is like a part of the fabric of their religions or practices. Like some of the things that we would say would be woo-woo is a staple in another religion. And I think that was when I like started getting into crystals and reading up on meditation and all of that stuff. So it was kind of the turning off of things. It just wasn't resonating for me anymore. And you guys, let me just tell you, by this time, it was very scary, okay? Because I still had the conditioning of religion. So it's not like these decisions were made lightly or that they happened overnight, because they didn't. But essentially, I ended up praying this prayer to God. And I was just like, you know, God, just take this curiosity away from me. Take that taste out of my mouth. Cleanse me of it. You know, I feel like, you know, I want these answers, but, you know, my Bible tells me it's wrong, that kind of thing. And Toya and I would pray. We would fast. Like, it was no joke. And we had some other things personally going on at the time that just, we weren't getting fed with the faith that we grew up in. It wasn't really doing the trick anymore. So after I prayed that prayer, I just decided, you know what? I've prayed. I've asked for the curiosity to be gone. I've done. I've tithed. I've done everything I'm supposed to do. The curiosity is still there. And so I told myself, you know what? If it must be meant to be. And if this religion I grew up in is the truth and it's the only truth, then I should be able to go all around the world and experience any other faith that I want. And I should end up right back here if that's the case. Mm-hmm. And that prayer, I didn't feel worried anymore. I was comfortable with exploring, and that's exactly what I did. And I'm still on that journey right now.
Mm-hmm. And I wanted to just say something to everyone. Don't be afraid to step out, because regardless of who your, you know, who your friends and family are, you know, you have to do it for you, because as Jericho was speaking about the things that she was doing, you know, Saturday being her Sabbath and then, you know, the dresses and skirts and things like that. I didn't do any of that, but it didn't change us. You know, mm-hmm. she was free to walk that walk on her own without, you know, any judgment from me, even how, you know, however deep she was into it, was no judgment from me. So in your journey of going beyond your beliefs, you know, don't be afraid to step out and just find your way, find whatever way that works yeah. for you. And whoever's supposed to be there, they're going to be there.
They sure will. Because y'all should have seen my mama face the first time I told her we was not celebrating Christmas. Y'all, I was committed, y'all. I was committed. That's why I say, you know, when people try to act like they want to attack where my spirituality is at this point, y'all got me twisted, because you don't know what I've been through. You don't know the walk, the decisions, the crying, the praying, the fasting. Like, I've done it. And that's what goes back to what I stated at the beginning of the episode, which is that don't sacrifice your experiences for what somebody else is saying. Your experience is a valid reason to do or not do anything. Mm-hmm. And for me, my experiences with my spirituality is validating enough for me to be where I am today, which at this point, I don't subscribe to any one religion. I do believe that there is a little bit of truth, or even a lot of truth in all of them. And what I have found personally in my journey and researching different faiths is that we're really all saying the same thing. It's just like speaking it in a different language. So, you know, I can say I love you in 20 different languages. The essence is the same. It just sounds different when it comes out of the mouth, because the world is big and there are so many different cultures that's out there. And so I just believe in focusing on the essence of what God, spirit, source, the higher self, whatever label, whatever name that you want to call it, I do have a belief in that. Mm-hmm. But I do not limit it to Christianity alone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So. Yes.
How about you, Toya? Where do you stand spiritually right now?
I definitely like to venture out with a lot of different things. There is no one religion. Well, I am a little bit No, I guess there's not, like you said, there's not one religion that I just specifically subscribe to. I do like to learn from different religions because I like to see how it all comes together. And like you said, they're saying the same things, but they may just be wording it a little bit different. And for me, when I'm seeing it in a lot of different places, kind of saying the same things, to me, then I that's something that I choose to say, oh, okay, well, I can accept this. It's not something that's so far off to tell me that, well, if I'm not believing this way, then I'm completely wrong. And so it's not like a pick me, pick me. And so I feel more comfortable with that. I like to look at a lot of different things. And again, like you said, they all kind of come back to that one main focus, which is I like the spirituality of it opposed to just being in a specific religion.
Because then you have the freedom to kind of float around to whatever you need at that time. I do have certain faiths that I tend to gravitate towards the most, which would probably be a mixture of Hinduism, Buddhism, and Taoism. Probably those three the most. But like I said, I've also learned to kind of tune into myself and just ask myself what it needs. And I can borrow ideas from different faiths to be what I need it to be. I believe that that walk with that higher power is personal and it's an individual journey. So if you can see what's ahead of you, then you're following somebody else's path, not your own. Because if you're following your own path, there is nothing in front of you until you take the next step. And so you're creating as you're going, versus just following a path that has already been destined for you or has been laid out for you, and then you have no say. I would say that's where I am at this point. And by no means are we taking any digs at any religion or anything like that, but we do have our
No.
own backgrounds, especially if it's with the Christian faith. We definitely have our own backgrounds, so I'm not gonna lie to you. You're gonna hear me crack some jokes. You gonna hear me do some things, okay? Because I'm just keeping it real, just keeping it 100 for us, okay? So if y'all feel like this is a space that you can vibe in and spend some time in, and just be open-minded, just be open. There are some things that we may say that you'll agree with, you may not agree with. We do it with as much tact as possible. Try to be respectful of other people, but at the same time, be confident and assertive with our own opinions and our views on things. So it's never anything personal. It's just our opinions, and our point of view based off the experiences that we've had.
And I also wanted to invite you all, if you subscribe to our channel and there are maybe topics that you would like us to discuss, you can email us at gobeyondyourbeliefs@gmail.com and eventually we can view some of those. We can have some podcasts about those, Jericho.
Oh yeah, I think that is a great idea. And so definitely, and I hopefully in the future we'll be able to have guests and things like that who can speak most intelligently from their field of expertise. But we will definitely tap into the topics that we are most comfortable with or that we've done a lot of research on. But if there's any topic that we don't know a lot about, then we could just kind of give you guys our hot take on it. And a hot take would just be a hot take. It's what we know. We don't know a lot, but we may have heard some things. We may have read a few things and then just talk about that until we can get somebody on the podcast to speak a little bit more sure-footed on that topic.
And guys, we're still learning. We're still growing. We're constantly reading.
Oh, yes.
We're constantly just learning. And it's so refreshing to be able to learn more things. And I like, you know, reading and learning. And when you're saying, oh, okay, well, again, this is in line with this. This is okay, this resonates with me, or it feels good when you're like, oh, okay, well, I'm kind of sort of on a good track, you know. When you're seeing, you know, oh, okay, this works, or this is what's happening. I know that a lot of times, I know at one point that was a very frustrating phase of feeling like you're not seeing what it is that you're supposed to be seeing, when you know you're doing everything that you're being told to do, everything that you're reading to do, and you're trying to do everything the right way. And then it's like, you're just still stuck. Like, well, what now?
Yep.
So, but we're still learning, we're still growing. And so I think that together we can all learn and grow.
Yep. 100%. So bear with us while we're learning, and we invite you to make comments where you can, suggestions where you can. We are on Instagram as well. And I think it's beyond_your_beliefs on Instagram. And as Toya stated, our Gmail is gobeyondyourbeliefs@gmail.com. So we definitely hope that you tune in to episode 2. We're going to talk about beliefs. We're going to go a little bit deeper into explaining exactly how our beliefs work and give you guys a little bit more of a scientific basis to support why your thoughts create your reality.
Mm-hmm.
So beliefs play a huge part in that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
All right, guys.
I think that's it. Thank you guys so much for listening.
Thank you, guys.
And we'll catch you in the next one. Be blessed.